This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden welcomed German Chancellor Angela Merkel to the White House in her last official visit before elections in September. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
It was the final meeting at the White House between outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel and a U.S. president.
Chancellor Merkel has been here frequently over the past 16 years. Matter of fact, she knows the Oval Office as well as I do.
They discussed concerns about a Russia to Germany pipeline, the spread of COVID, and U.S. travel limitations on Europeans, while Merkel also lamented the flooding in her country that's killed dozens.
Flooded, devastating rivers.
President Biden was asked how confident he is that Congress will pass his infrastructure and domestic spending plan.
I'm supremely confident that everything's going to work out perfectly.
Also asked about U.S. Marines being sent to Haiti, Biden says that's only to secure the U.S. embassy. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Pfizer and two subsidiaries have agreed to pay $345 million under a proposed settlement to resolve lawsuits over EpiPen price hikes. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The litigation goes back 5 years when lawsuits were filed alleging anti-competitive conduct. EpiPens are auto-injectable devices that are used for emergency treatment of a life-threatening allergic reaction. In 2007, an EpiPen package cost about $100. Today, it costs more than $650 without pharmacy coupons or discounts. A Pfizer spokesperson denied any wrongdoing in an email to KCUR Radio, adding, "This turns the focus on breakthroughs that change patients' lives." I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Thursday that COVID-19 cases are rising steeply in Africa, having increased by 1 million in a month. The UN agency's Africa director, Matshidiso Moete, warned during a briefing in Brazzaville, Republic of Congo, that hospitals are near capacity and deaths have jumped by 40% this week.
Our hospitals are at the breaking point. In all, 153,000 people have sadly died. Africa is now just 1% shy of the peak in fatalities reached in January.
Moeti said the highly infectious Delta variant is active in 21 countries in the WHO Africa region. Meanwhile, just over 1% of people across Africa have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, as health officials despair over the slow arrival of doses and watch richer nations return to normal life. The United Nations says one-third of the population of Afghanistan is experiencing malnutrition, with at least 18 million people in need of humanitarian assistance. Ramiz Alakbarov, the UN's humanitarian coordinator for Afghanistan, says the increase comes as American forces withdraw from the country and Taliban forces continue their gradual military takeover.
Half of the children under five are experiencing acute malnutrition in the country, and we have actually 13 million people who are feeling basically are in severe hunger situation.
In recent weeks, the Taliban have gained control of key border posts with neighbors Iran, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan. In many instances, Afghanistan's security forces and military have put up little to no resistance after often being left without resupplies or reinforcements. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has reached its lowest level since the pandemic struck last year. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The Labor Department report shows jobless claims fell to 360,000 last week. The tally has fallen fairly steadily since topping 900,000 in early January. It comes as further evidence that the U.S. economy and job market are quickly rebounding from the recession. Still, weekly applications for unemployment benefits remain high by historical standards. Before the pandemic, they were around 220,000. All told, 13.8 million Americans were receiving some type of unemployment aid during the week of June 26. That number's down from more than 30 million a year ago. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll